Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Looking again at Christopher Borelli's story in the Tribune, it's an obituary for Tom Boyle. And Borelli wrote, Tom Boyle died Monday at 88 after a long illness. He liked to tell people that he ran a home for abandoned children. He thought of yesterday, his tiny, slightly lopsided collectible shop in Wrigleyville, as foster care for a century of disposable print media and antique flotsam. He was less interested in landing a sale than finding the right home for his wayward odds and ends. He sold old TV guides and Cubs autographs, yellowing newspapers and dog-eared baseball cards, film posters, and promotional headshots of movie stars long gone, political buttons, and John Belushi posters and Michael Jordan memorabilia, and he sold it out of a dusty yellow shack a block west of Wrigley Field. I live two blocks east of Wrigley Field. I go by this place all the time. It's on my way to my CD1 Price Cleaners, and I have always wanted to go in, and I never have. But in an area where buildings are getting torn down and then put back up for millions of dollars, what did the Taco Bell by Wrigley Field go for? I think the real estate there was $9 million. And about eight doors down from there is this yellow, and he's absolutely right, lopsided building. It's leaning, and it sells, I don't know what kind of sales they ever would do there. And it is leaning, and I've always thought, I don't know what you're making for the sales of your baseball cards, but I'll bet you could turn this into a, you know, another Ricketts empire and make millions of dollars. The man's passed away. Borelli writes, somehow, perhaps by nature, it never looked new, but squat, ramshackle, and increasingly out of place. The building, first a barbershop, then a TV repair shop, stood on Addison since the 1880s, pocket-sized. Yet impossible to miss in a Wrigleyville that's been gentrifying for ages, surrounded by cavernous bars and high-rise condos, pricey hotels, hipster bowling. The hipster bowling, by the way, is just down the street on the other side of Clark. Yesterday came to resemble the small, vulnerable home in the Pixar movie, Up, beset on all sides by money and change, anchored by Boyle himself, who waited almost daily for customers on a stool behind the counter. Boyle had heart problems, chronic asthma, knee issues. He died of a heart attack. You know yesterday. You've passed yesterday. It's on the way to Wrigley Field on Addison. Borelli wrote, on slow days, he wished that he had a dollar for every person who promised that they would stop by. So we'd sit, crowds would walk past on the way to the park. Some would knock on the window and Tom could get discouraged, but he was fundamentally a positive person. So I'd say, Tom, even if they stop, this is his nephew speaking, even if they stop, it doesn't mean they buy. I mean, when he started, Wrigleyville was a place to avoid for lots of people. It wasn't seen as a great neighborhood. And the funny thing is, I wonder now if yesterday is the last place there with any charm. It is the last place there with any charm. Again, I live in that area, and I've watched what's happened, and I approve of 94% of it. But there's nothing charming about that area in Wrigleyville anymore. Some do stop. Famous people stop. Jimmy Kimmel sometimes shops there. Eddie Vedder's a regular. And not long after opening, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford, taking a break from a Star Wars press junket, stopped in. There's a blurry photo of Tom standing alongside the young cast. Yesterday is still open. It will likely close for good next July, if not sooner. Boyle owned the building and the game day parking lot behind it. And for several years, what Boyle had earned from parking was primarily supporting the store called Yesterday. They quote in this story Max Zelenka, who is his great nephew, and he's on line 7. Hey, Max, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Your great uncle, huh? Sounded like a great guy.
Oh, he was a wonderful guy. Very positive and upbeat.
And did you work in the shop? You must have spent some time in the shop, huh?
I spent some time in the shop. I work for an HVAC wholesaler, so I'm not. It's not my field of expertise.
Yeah, and then you know when I would walk by there, and I regret now. I'm going to go in there. I guess the store is still open. I won't get to meet him,
yes.
But I want to make a pilgrimage to this place because it's just so Chicago, so old school, so Wrigleyville. And if it's a reflection of this interesting fellow, then I want to stick my head in there. But I was wondering, did he have many sales? Did much money exchange hands in that shop?
You know, it varied day by day. Some days would be zero. Some days would be a few $100.
Yeah.
So, you know, it depends on how many people came in, the weather, that type of thing.
But I guess he didn't have to sell in order to support the business because the receipts from the parking lot probably paid him and the rent, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And, you know, it helped that he owned the building.
Yeah.
In the earlier days, it made much more. It was, you know, it fit the neighborhood better in the older days.
And I wonder, too, if baseball cards, comic books, you know, collectible posters. In this digital era, I wonder if the market for that is kind of soft anyway, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot of younger people like that type of stuff or come in for that type of stuff. It's mostly like middle-aged to older people.
But also, Max, when I would go by, I would think, this guy's sitting on a gold mine, right? He owns the building or owned the building, right?
Yes.
So, and he has no, he wasn't married and he doesn't have any sons or daughters, correct?
Right.
So, presumably, some of that's going to pass to you or other family members. Do you guys know what that real estate is worth?
Not really. He never had an interest in selling because he just loved the store and loved the whole, art of collecting and meeting people and selling.
Yeah. Right, if he takes the money and they put up another condo or something there, then he's not sitting there talking to the people about the stuff that he was talking to him about, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, was he a chatty fellow? It said in the newspaper article, I didn't read this, but he was bright. He went to Northwestern. He started a student newspaper in high school. He dabbled
yes.
in a little bit of acting. So he had a good brain in him, huh?
Well, he was as sharp as a tack even to the end. And could remember things from 60 years ago clearly, and just knew a lot of history and information from over the years. A lot about movies, too.
Yeah, was that his area of interest? Was it sports? Was it comic books? What was his sweet spot?
His big interest was like the golden age of comic books and sports.
Sports?
Mainly baseball.
So if I asked him who was the shortstop for the Giants in 19-something or another, he might know something like that?
Yeah, he could probably name you most of the clubs who's ever played, that type of thing.
Can you tell me what are some of the things in the store? I mean, I mentioned some of the inventory, but just think for a minute. If I walked in there today, what do I find in his shop, Max?
Well, you can find movie posters, Life magazines, Playboy magazines, comic books, baseball cards from all eras, going back to the 1900s to modern day tops. And just an assortment of memorabilia for movies, old and young.
Yeah. You know, when I'd go by there, I'd think, why doesn't he clean it up? Why doesn't he, the signs in the window were like magic marker on poster board, you know? It was so DIY, which is fine. I mean, that was part of its charm. But I thought, hey, if you really want to move some units, fella, put some newer or brighter stuff in the window or something like that. Did you guys ever talk to him about his marketing, if you will?
Not really. He liked doing what he had been doing for as long as he had been doing it. So it was not much to it. He didn't think there was much to change.
He was happy with the way it was going, huh?
Yes.
Was he a chatty fella? Can you tell me?
Oh,
just
yeah,
a little
he
more?
Loved. Yeah, he loved coming in. He loved people coming in and talking to them. He loved quizzing them on history questions, finding out about where they're from or what their interests are.
Yeah. Boyle leaves a sister, Teresa O'Brien. The end of the obituary reads, along with several nieces and nephews, that would be you. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 7th from 3 to 9 at the Colonial Wojciechowski Funeral Home on North Milwaukee. The other night, Linda Vasquez, manager at nearby Wrigleyville Sports, was walking by yesterday, your great uncle's shop. She noticed Boyle through the window, waiting on his stool at his counter for a customer. Quote, I've thought of going in and never have. I should have. It's just one of those things, says Linda Vasquez. And I think that's just been the experience for a lot of us. I wasn't sure if the shop was going to be open when I went by or what I'd find inside. And it referenced that maybe the store is going to close this summer. Do you know about the plans for it?
Well, we're going to keep it open as long as possible. All of our licensing goes until July. So we're going to be at least open until July is the plan.
I see. And then if you guys, and you might sell it, right?
We might.
Yeah, I'm not,
might try to keep it open, too.
I'm not encouraging you to do anything. You all do whatever you want to do. Honor him, honor yourself, I mean, whatever. But I'm telling you, dude, you know what I'm thinking. People that go by that think, guys, there are millions of dollars under that leaning store if you are interested. I won't fault you if you guys decide to take the money.
Yeah, but it's always been more about the history and the collectibles and that experience and trying to keep that alive.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you. My best to the family. I suppose this is a bittersweet time for you. He was in ill health, yeah. It sounds like, but he had a good run, and he sure is part of that Chicagoland area. It's nice to talk to you, Max.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You do too. Max Zelenka.